The apocalypse is coming. Will it be aliens, zombies, or a global financial meltdown? Whatever it is, you need to be prepared.
Get your complete apocalypse kit at Ammunition. Contains foodstuffs and alcohol for 3 months. A massive array of armaments. Water purifier so you can drink your own urine. And cyanide pills so you can go out like a man. Don't dial 911, dial 357. Ammunition, protecting your rights.
What if, like, some dudes were like, I really want to see Angelina Jolie taking in the pooper. And he was just like, you know what? I can fucking do that. How many game designers do you think have done that?
Dude, that's a 3-second Google search. We can find that.
I'd imagine you'll find
several. But, like, if you wanted to make a game. But, like, how many of those things are out there that just never seen the light of day because that game designer was just good enough to be like.
Well, define light of day. Because I don't know about you, but whenever I'm on my particular sites of choice, all the side banner ads are just like, Hank Hill giving it to Peggy in the ass, or just like this.
I'm aware of that.
All these horrible CGI theory things that like is that somehow catered to me because of my search words? Because I don't search that kind of shit. But do they
know you?
I think they know I like cartoons. I don't know.
I imagine game designers that are men have taken liberties.
It's a perk.
And yeah. Like, I would.
Just like comic book artists, I imagine.
They have their own little private collection of naked Lois Lanes. I'm sure Jim Lee has a private collection of Jennifer Aniston nudes. And he's like, yes. Just her and Ross freaking awkwardly having sex together.
Bringing in a Friends reference.
Oh, boy.
All right. Let's end that conversation on its very hottest note. And start episode 18 of the podcast.
18?
Yes. Is it 18? I think it's 18.
We can vote.
Didn't we go through this? We buy cigarettes
now? I think
now?
We're 19.
Maybe we're 19 now.
I think we talked about this last podcast.
Well, we had 11.
Oh, yeah. We've only put 17 up. We did 18.
The Kickstarter
this
one.
This is behind the scenes, folks. This is behind the scenes knowledge you're getting here. Number 18 hasn't been released yet. This is 19.
Well, this one's not going to go up for a little while.
We're going to have two in the cannon.
Yes. So, yeah. Episode 18, done. This is 19 now.
Yeah. And all we've been voting for a year.
Yeah.
And smoking cigarettes for a year.
All right, well.
We have cancer.
That fast?
Cancer Man, introduce yourself.
I'm Roger.
Handsome Joe.
I'm Susie.
And I'm drinking beer. And I'm Corey. And this is the 8-Bit Proof Podcast.
And I'm drunk.
Halloween edition, right?
Well.
This is Halloween.
It's not really a Halloween edition, but we are.
No, it's not.
We are taking liberties.
Yeah, we're about ready to go to a Halloween party after this, but. I don't know when this is going to go up. This because we're relaunching on BagelGames.com. Bagel. And we're trying to put all the new episodes up as soon as possible. And we have a new iTunes thread now that got approved by Apple like 2 days ago.
Yeah. Did Steve Jobs approve it?
Steve Jobs is dead.
Oh.
Oh. Too soon. Too soon.
Sorry.
I feel so bad.
But either way, so we don't know when this is going to go up. But, yeah, BagelGames.com, we're doing the relaunch. We're going to put all the episodes up as soon as possible. I don't know why I keep looking towards the stairs.
Look at
the
pants. Look at those pants.
We're in the basement studio right now at Roger's house. And we always kick off the show with a game. This episode is going to be GTA-centric because GTA just recently came out. The online portion is now out. Almost all of us have played it.
I feel like it's an... sorry.
Well, who hasn't played it yet?
I haven't.
Dick.
Sorry.
I feel like it's an injustice that you don't get to play in the GTA trivia game. If anyone should be in the trivia game for GTA, it should be you.
I know, but I wrote the question, so I can't play.
I know.
All right.
Dick. I'm just saying. Injustice. Batman would be upset.
Well, Batman can write a letter.
Okay, maybe he will.
All right, so we're gonna make this a quick game so we can get through this.
Shoot it.
We'll go one at a time. Susie, you want to keep score because you have that pad next to you.
Do it, Francis. Do it. Use your free hand.
Francis.
Use your glove hand.
Just take the gloves off.
I don't want to take the... I'm in costume.
Okay.
So, all right.
Susie's costume is 5-hole.
He's going to write with his mouth.
All right, say something, Francis.
I don't have. I'll wait till the next time.
All right, so these are all going to be trivia questions about the Grand Theft Auto series. There's only 10 here, so we can get through it really
quick. Look at his asshole.
Look at whose
look
asshole.
Look at whose asshole.
Look at this.
What podcast are you sitting in on?
Hey, fine.
Look at that guy's asshole.
I'm sorry, Charlie Smith.
Just for the record, listeners, I can't see anybody's asshole at this table.
You're not looking hard enough.
Thank you.
That's all.
Thank you.
I'm also on the opposite side of the table from Roger, so
that's all.
Might be my asshole.
Anyways.
You can see.
Who gets to go first?
Closest without going over goes first. Pick a number 1 through 50. Joe.
22.
13.
Susie.
50.
Joe goes first. It was 26.
Yes! A small victory for me.
All right, and we're going clockwise order here. So, Roger, you're going to be next. And this is just going to be a fucking loose game.
Hit me with your fucking loose question.
All right, first question.
Love it when it's loose.
What year was the very first Grand Theft Auto game released? Very first. I'm not talking about GTA 3.
1998.
What was it?
98.
Oh, wait. Incorrect. All right, it is 1997.
Okay. I was going to say 97.
1 year off, and it was...
I hate this game. It's got no leeway.
Can you tell me who developed it? I'll give you the point if you can tell me who developed it.
Was it Take Two?
Nope, they published it.
That fucking ball sack.
Do you know? I'll give you the point if you can get it.
It's Rockstar.
Francis, it was not Rockstar.
It was before. It was DMA Design.
Francis?
You know
they
what?
Became Rockstar North, though.
Well, see?
If anybody Rockstar. Can tell me what the original name of GTA was going to be before it was released, what the original name was, I'll give you 5 points right now.
Mayhem!
I got nothing.
No. Race and Chase.
Race and Chase.
Yes.
Good thing they went with Grand Theft Auto.
I agree. And it was almost canceled completely because of production problems. But all right, Roger, number
yes.
two. What is the only Grand Theft Auto game to take place in a real city?
Only Grand Theft... Like the name of the game
take
is the actual real city?
It's the only Grand Theft Auto game to take place in an actual city.
What was the one...
Come on.
What was the,
just, come on.
I'm asking you the questions.
The third one that came out on
come
the
on.
Last generation of games.
It wasn't third.
No. What?
You're
not
going
the third one, not Liberty City.
You're going down a bad path.
No, the third one out of the 3Ds. Sinon whatever it was.
Wrong, sir.
No, I'm sorry. It is Grand Theft Auto London. 1969.
Oh.
That was the only.
I'm sorry.
Only real one. That,
oh,
and
yeah. I only liked Grand Theft Auto when it was good.
Oh,
oh boy! Huh? Yeah.
All right. So no points on the board. Yet,
I didn't
right?
know there was a GTA London.
Yes, there is a GTA London. What the fuck is wrong with you? That's my social club icon avatar thing. What the fuck?
I don't think I've ever seen your social club icon.
No,
avatar
you don't.
Thing.
Yeah, you don't play GTA Online. All right, so Susie.
Social club.
When it actually works, anyway.
Yes.
We're getting 500K.
What's so,
no, they're not giving you the 500K until
they fix
sort
the bugs.
Everything out.
Yeah. We will get to that. All right. There's a time and a place.
All right,
let's finish this game. All right, number three. What is the name of the airport in GTA Vice City?
No.
So
no
easy.
Idea.
No idea?
No idea.
All right. No. Let's see. Can you tell me the name that the name of the movie that the main character is like loosely based on? I'll give you the point if you can tell me that. The
Come
final
on,
mission is like
Come
right
on,
out of the
Francis.
Movie. Except
good,
he lives.
Goodfellas.
No, you son of a bitch.
Really, Goodfellas?
With Ray Liotta?
You know what? I'm going to give you a point because you knew Ray Liotta. Ray Liotta was the main character's voice, Tommy Vercetti.
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
Yes, I'll give you a point because no one has a point yet. So we need someone on the board.
That's like the stupidest way to get a point ever.
Do you guys
failed
twice.
Way
to get a point.
Do you know the name of the airport? No. Either of you guys?
Well, then, shut your mouth.
I lied when I said
it
was
Scarface.
All
right, well.
I knew it was Scarface, Francis.
What was the name?
That's for you guys not knowing the airport. It was Escobar International Airport, the name of the airport.
Escobar.
Yes.
Escobar, because of Scarface.
Exactly.
I didn't get that reference.
Do I get a point?
I'll give you. Yes, you get a point.
Thank you.
That.
Point. start doing
that. I said Scarface already. That's bullshit.
All right, well. I'll remember that later when I'm
getting rewind. Rewind and re-listen to this. Instant replay.
In an apartment behind the pay and spray near the airport. I think it's near the airport, but it's behind a pay and spray. If you go in there, there's a chainsaw you can get.
Okay.
And there's like a scene right out of Scarface with a bloody
from
bathtub.
The bathtub.
Yeah, that's where you get your first chainsaws, right in that bathtub.
Good.
So,
good.
Scarface reference. All right, Joe, it's your turn.
I'm going.
All right, this isn't an easy one, unfortunately.
Fuck you.
Name at least one of the video arcade games in GTA San Andreas.
Which one?
Any of them?
No idea.
Can you give me a detailed description of any of them?
Nope.
None of them? You didn't play any of them?
I played that game in like 2003.
I got to give you that then.
It was like a decade ago.
Was it even out in 2003?
We were in college.
Yeah, we were in college.
No.
No, it came out when we were done in college.
No,
it didn't.
No.
Well,
are you going to refuse it? It was PS2.
I know my wife was in college. I
was not.
You know what? I think you're right. I think it was 2004.
Because I got it while I was working.
Yeah, so either way, it was Duality, Go-Go Space Monkey, Let's Get Ready to Bumble. That was the B one. I was hoping you'd describe that one. I can't believe you didn't remember that one. And They Crawled from Uranus. And the sequel to Go-Go Space Monkey is Space Monkey 7, and they mentioned that in GTA Liberty City Stories. And I think they mentioned the Simian. I think that's a movie poster.
The Simian?
Like yeah.
That thing that women use to...
The Sibian.
That's the Sibian.
With a B.
Monkey.
You degenerate.
Uh-oh, retard alert. Retard alert, class.
I'm sorry.
Simian like a monkey.
Should I take away a point?
I get it.
There's a movie poster in GTA 5 of the Simian. He's holding a gun.
Like Ebola.
Yes. What?
Ebola?
Yeah, like that. The thing you throw
I just
around.
Said yes.
Ebola.
I didn't
Ebola
know what you're talking about.
Outbreak. It's because of the monkeys.
All right, so I'm or sorry. Gorillas. No points for you. Roger. Roger, number 5.
Yes.
All right. There's a serial killer that you have random encounters with as Nico in GTA 4. What is his name?
Zaz.
It's not Zaz.
True.
In GTA 4?
GTA 4, one of the random encounters.
Well, see, now I feel like I didn't play the game right, because I don't remember that at all.
You don't remember the... Maybe
no.
You didn't encounter... Can you tell me what real-life person or real-life serial killer he was based on?
If I don't know who you're talking about, how am I going to tell you that?
Because you can take a shot in the dark when it comes to serial killers.
Ted Bundy.
John Wayne Gacy.
Boston Strangler.
I can't buzz fast enough.
Leonard Nimoy.
He's not a serial killer.
William Shatner.
Charles Manson.
Charles Manson.
What's the rest of the
You remember that episode
brawler?
Of Seinfeld?
The episode. Which episode of Seinfeld? Oh, the one where he was scared of walking in the park?
No, that was it. Never mind. It was the Son of Sam.
Ah, there was a movie about that.
David Berkowitz. Remember that episode where this van's a rockin' and someone knocks on the side of the van?
Yes.
George runs out.
Yes.
I knew it wasn't Berkowitz. Yeah. Sorry. It's a deep Seinfeld reference. I'm sorry. All right, Susie, your turn.
Yes.
All right. This is a relatively easy one. What are the names of the two story DLCs for GTA 4?
That's stupid easy, Francis.
Really?
If you don't get this, I'm going to give it to Joe.
No,
you
give
it
to me
because
I know.
You already
points.
Have points on the board.
Yeah, fuck you.
Fuck you.
A Liberty City Stories.
Don't be an idiot, Francis.
You've already failed, Francis.
The one where they parachute off the building.
You're gay.
Ballad of Gay Tony and...
well, yes, you got that.
Yeah, that's
right.
Only one.
What?
Only one.
Yeah,
he only got one.
He's right. That's
this is the
one.
Motorcycle one.
Yeah.
You're giving him too much time. He's going to
get
it.
I don't know.
All right. I'm sorry. I got to buzz you. Give me the whole thing.
Give me my point. Lost in the Damned in the Ballad of Gay Tony.
You are correct.
Gay Tony.
We all the point.
The Ballad of Gay Francis.
Gay.
All right. And the protagonist of Lost in Damned actually makes an early appearance in GTA 5, which I'm sure you guys have already got to. Trevor, first meeting with Trevor.
I never played it.
Don't make this podcast more difficult for no reason.
I never played the DLC. Yeah.
No. The Johnny Klebitz.
Sure.
You remember Johnny Klebitz from GTA 5? Yeah. Guy on meth. He meets Trevor right in the beginning.
Vaguely.
Is he the guy that
I was too
yes.
focused on that?
Yes.
Okay. I was too focused on Trevor. He's just my hero.
All right. Joe, your turn, actually. All right. GTA 3, the artwork was changed just before the release of the game, but only in the U.S., why was this? The cover art of the box art, I mean. This GTA 3. Okay, I want to make sure I said the right GTA 3.
Yeah.
Going to say that there was maybe some boobies on the cover?
Incorrect. Okay. It was because of 9/11.
Oh, with the Twin
Towers.
Way to go. Now we're all depressed.
9/11.
All right, yeah, there was a skyline.
Lowest reference.
And they wanted to take that out. But they didn't take it out in GTA in over in Europe. So only the American version.
Don't give a fuck.
Well,
kind
of happened to
pricks.
Us.
Yeah.
But they changed it to like that iconic like panel thing, and that like stuck. So all the other GTAs after that were because of 9/11. So just to bring you down next time you look at a cover of GTA.
Awesome.
Roger.
Yes, that's me.
This
Hi
is
there.
A good one for you.
Shoot from
the
hip.
I was hoping you would get this one. Name the porn star character from GTA Vice City.
I don't remember.
This is your favorite GTA.
It is my favorite GTA, but I don't remember.
And it's about porn.
What's that mean?
Two of your favorite things.
We all love porn.
Get that. You know what? Okay. Porn. Hooray for porn.
Don't put that on me.
I'm not. I'm just saying.
I have no idea.
No?
No.
Could you, if you, can you tell me the person that voiced this character?
Jenna Jameson.
Oh, you are correct, sir. It was Candy Sucks.
Yes. Candy does not suck, but Candy can suck.
You remember that mission where you would take the dirt bike to the roof and you would like project that giant image of Candy Sucks' boobs on the side of the building?
Yes. I don't remember the name, but I remember doing that mission.
Jenna Jameson, you are correct.
I remember you did a mission for them when you flew a plane and stuff like that, which was incredibly annoying for me.
All right, Susie.
Yes.
Second to last question.
Okay.
What famous actor did both a voice in a GTA game and is in The Avengers?
Whew. Do it, Francis. Wait, do it now.
Just think about this so I can play the music.
He was an Avenger.
Was he an Avenger or was he the Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. guy?
He was in the Avengers movie.
Samuel L. Jackson.
You are correct,
sir. Of course
sir.
It was Samuel L. Jackson, Francis. Who else would be whore enough to go on everything?
He was Officer Tenpenny in San Andreas. And my little fact here, I wrote, by the way, Samuel L. Jackson is fucking awesome. I couldn't find any.
That is true.
I didn't want to find
He was
it.
In that movie with the sharks.
That is a fun fact.
A fucking shark ate me!
Deep Impact or something like that?
Smart sharks?
Yeah, the shark that ate him out of the water.
Deep Blue Sea.
Yeah,
Deep Blue Sea, yeah.
The smart sharks. I remember the guy who played the guy in the first Punisher movie, like, killed the sharks, didn't he?
Yeah, Thomas Jane was in it. Oh, it was hilarious. Oh. It was a very nondescript death when he was just sitting there. He gave, like, a motivational speech, and all of a sudden a shark came up and ate him.
Yes. All right.
We're not going to let the shark beat us! What the fuck?
Movies? A shark came out of the water and fucking ate me.
Joe, last question.
Huh?
What
Wait,
is
why
the
does he get the last question?
No,
fuck you,
fuck
that's
you.
Why.
It's tied.
Listen, we got to end this game so we can start the rest
Wait,
of the
podcast. Wait, what's the score, Francis?
Yeah, what is the score?
I have two, Roger has two, and Joe has one.
Oof.
So
right,
if
Joe, so
if Joe
right.
ties it up, I'll come up with some question.
Dude,
then.
Make it a number question.
I will.
Okay.
Okay, Joe, what is the name of the largest mountain in GTA 5?
Oh, this is easy.
Mount Chiliad.
Come on. Yeah. What a
You are correct.
Ball.
And you know what, Joe? If
I
you
feel
can
like
get,
I was cheated.
If you can get this, you win the... You know what? This go out to everybody, whoever gets this first.
Balls. I'm balls.
All right. So you're ringing in with balls.
Yes. Talk.
I'm not going to bother.
General Knox.
I'm not going to get it.
All right. What is the name of the second highest peak in GTA 5?
Go fuck yourself.
That is
balls.
Not what it is called. Yes?
Mount Vernon.
No. Mount Vernon?
Balls. Balls. Balls.
No, you already
balls.
Rang.
Trevor's Erection.
Nope.
No.
I've got nothing. I'm trying to envision the map, and it's not.
It's Mount Joseph.
Well, isn't that a kick in the pants? Splendid.
All right, so I guess that's a tie between...
Everybody.
Susie. Oh, yeah, everybody.
Yeah.
Mount Chiliad, you're right. So I got to come up with some sort of question for everybody. Okay. What was... He didn't initially have a name, but later... They named him. What was the name of the protagonist in GTA 3?
Billy. Jimmy.
You got to ring in, by the way.
Michael.
Stan.
No, everyone is wrong.
Steve. Bob.
Gregory.
No, everyone is wrong.
Sean.
It's Claude.
Claude, that French fuck.
Yeah.
Jean-Claude. He never speaks. How do you know he's French?
Because I know.
All right,
Italian.
What is the name of the protagonist in GTA San Andreas?
CJ.
Oh, CJ Jones.
I'll give that to Joe, even though he didn't buzz in, but I'll give it to him. So, Joe, you are the winner.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bravo, sir. Bravo.
Hats off to you, sir.
I know fuck all about Grand Theft Auto. I deserve this.
Hey, this is Billy West, everybody. You're listening to 8-Bit Proof. As I sit here at Comic-Con, you're listening to 8-Bit Proof. Keep listening, keep watching, do it today. And shut up and take my money.
Wake up in the morning, drop a big old log out of here. You ain't got time for nothing fruity like a jog. Marry a fat bitch and die working like a dog. Cowboy boys in the heartland, bankers in the city. We love cars, guns, and big old plastic titties. Let's grab a case with piss while serving. Drink for the USA. Woo! Hey neighbors, I'm sorry we're partying real butch. You ought to speak English if you like it here so much. Not Spanish or Chinese or British. They're fucking Dutch. Fuck the Dutch.
On that note.
Right. So we are back. And this episode, we mentioned earlier, is all about Grand Theft Auto V, which we've all played, right?
Except for me.
Oh.
But we're by no means experts on.
No, but either way, we can just use Susie as someone to talk at and tell him
tell him
our Grand Theft Auto information
tell
that
me
he
more about
doesn't
Michael.
Want to know. All right, so,
no.
So how about that 8 gig install?
That was kind of boring.
Yeah.
It was very boring.
I got over it.
What did you guys do during your 8 gig install?
I pooed. I cooked myself dinner. I ate my dinner. I fed my pets.
I hear the loading time is really long. Is that true?
Yes. And do you remember when we were talking on the Facebook thread and someone said, I don't know, someone threw out a challenge to rub one out in the time it takes to load up Grand Theft Auto? Yep.
Achievement unlocked. Corey.
Yes, I did that. Yeah, you're right.
Congratulations.
That's more appropriate. I did do that.
Degenerate. How many gamer points is that?
It was from the moment it was
all
right,
of them.
It was on the Xbox dashboard from the moment I hit A to the moment I could actually move my character. And
question:
oh, this is just for the load time at the beginning of the game, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that were was you, definitely doable.
Were you erect when you pushed A?
No.
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 So you went from soft to done.
But I did get a top five favorite video ready to go. That was ready to go.
Good.
And so I did accomplish that. Yeah. But to make me feel shittier afterwards, I shut it off, and then I started again, and I timed it a minute 37 seconds.
Good job. Congratulations.
So, yeah. Applause for that.
Fine work.
That's doable. I mean,
millions of women everywhere are just dreaming about being sexually let down by you.
Exactly.
No, there's a big difference between self-satisfaction and that.
Yeah, I wasn't.
Like, I could 30 seconds is all it takes for me to fucking finish a job.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to impress anybody. Well, aside,
I know what works.
Aside from you guys, which is just kind of sad.
Oh, oh, thank you.
I just wanted to be able to do it. But yeah, minute 37 seconds, that 8 gig install, I took my fucking dog for a walk. That fucking took forever.
I made a sandwich. I forgot that it was loading for a while.
But either way, once that is in, it makes like pop-up not really an issue. Like
Francis,
occasionally, but very.
What did you do during the 8 gig install?
Nothing. I installed Arkham Origins last night.
No.
And I did laundry.
All right. No one cares.
All right, so, Roger, I know you complained about the controls right after we all first started
the
playing.
The controls?
It. Yeah. You said the it still controls like shit. I remember that.
Oh, the driving.
The driving.
Yeah. I hate the driving in the game.
Why? What's wrong?
Because they try to make it realistic, and there's no point for realistic driving.
Well, it's
in
not
that
arcade-y.
Game.
It's not arcade-y.
Well,
like
that's what it should be.
I don't think so. I disagree.
Because they designed these streets where if you drive like you do in real life, you won't get in accidents and you'll drive normal, but that's fucking boring. No one wants to do that in the game, so they put that realistic driving, like in the real world, into streets where you're only supposed to drive like 30 to 40 miles an hour, and they expect you to be able to navigate them going 100.
Yeah, but you just said it's
out of control.
It's fun to accidentally get in accidents, and that's what will happen if it's harder
to
control.
Yeah, it's fun running over people.
Yeah, that is.
But it's
fun.
Annoying when you have to like actually catch up to someone, and you're like, "Oh, I'm gonna turn now." Nope, you're gonna fucking careen into the side of a cliff and fall over, and the mission's gonna be lost, and you're gonna get upset and punch the controller, and then your dog's gonna get scared and walk away from you with her tail tucked between her tail.
Yeah,
legs.
But it's definitely easier than GTA 4.
My gripe with the driving.
I don't remember GTA 4.
My gripe with the driving was that there would be pop-up. That's what you mentioned pop-up earlier. There was a pop-up if you were going fast on like the highway.
Super
cars
fast,
would just
yeah.
pop up in front of you. But they specifically made it so that like a car in front of you will always be passing a car in the opposite lane right when you go to pass it. Like every time I'm behind a car, I'm going into the opposite lane to pass it. At that very moment, every time, another car was coming in the oncoming lane. Every fucking time without fail.
Are you saying 4 or 5?
In 5.
That's just bad luck, man.
Dude, every single time I would go to pass a car, like I'm racing through the streets, there's a car in front of me, I gotta go on the other side of the road, there it is. I see it coming a mile away, and I'm like, you motherfucker. Just crash right into it.
I drive right down the yellow line whenever I play.
That's what I do.
Because there's just barely enough room between oncoming traffic and the guy in the right lane. You can always get through there.
I always hit a car. Always. Without fail, I hit a car coming at me.
In GTA 4, I played it just before 5 came out again, just because I was dying to fucking to play 5. And when you go online, it got even slidier, the driving. It was even less traction.
Slidier?
That's a word, right?
I think sure. So.
Well, either way, you know what I'm talking about, but it was not that way in 5, which I'm happy about. The traction is the exact same.
I've never liked
the
drive.
It got tractionier?
It's a little more tractionier.
Less slidier.
Never liked the drive.
You know where I'm coming from.
I know where you're coming from. I hear you chirping, Big Bird.
Thank you.
Francis, do you like driving in GTA 5?
I played GTA 4 and it was atrocious.
All righty. Thanks for the input. No problem.
The whole game or just the driving?
The whole game.
Well, no. GTA 4 wasn't that bad.
That wasn't appropriate. I'm sorry.
That was a better game. But no, because like the cover system was kind of messed up. And
it was
the driving was kind of...
Isn't the cover system the same?
No, it's not.
I didn't notice any differences.
I didn't want to go on dates with like
who the fuck uses cover?
Just shoot everything.
In GTA Online, you have to use the cover. You die very, very quickly.
Who plays that anyway?
This guy. This guy over here.
When you can.
Which I will... No. It works. It like works pretty seamlessly.
I tried to play it twice and it didn't work. We'll get to that later, I'm sure.
We will get to that later. You're right. Now we're going to move on to... before we get to the story, which I'm sure we all have things to talk about, we'll try to make it as spoiler-free as possible.
Oh, Michael dies at the end.
No, he doesn't.
Okay.
Trevor wait, maybe he does. End. Fuck. What? Maybe I just spoiled it just as bad as you did. Oh, that's a fail.
You can spoil it if you say anything, because anything can happen at the end.
Well, you brought up Michael, the characters. Let's talk about the characters. Michael, yes. Trevor, Franklin. How'd you guys feel about the characters? Susie,
Michael.
How'd you feel about the characters?
I thought they were awesome. They're a bunch of great guys to hang out with.
Yeah.
Michael, boring. Trevor, boring. No, Trevor was Trevor was excellent.
Friday
what's the
slip.
Other guy? What's the other guy's name?
Franklin.
Franklin, boring.
So Trevor's the only one you guys like?
Yeah.
Franklin
he was the
was
only
your
different
average
character.
Franklin was just a stereotypical inner city youth. He was like the CJ of it. And Michael was like the...
Michael was friggin' dude from Claude. Yeah. He was Claude.
Claude?
No.
No, he was Tommy Vercetti from Vice City.
He was Tommy Vercetti from Vice City. He was very Tommy Vercetti.
He was like an old, fat Tommy Vercetti.
Yeah, he even sounded like Ray Liotta. Like, they tried to make them as like a throwback to those two characters, but I think Trevor was the only one that didn't fit into any mold anywhere.
I feel like Michael was supposed to be Tommy Vercetti from Vice City, but when like they first released that trailer, like... a long time ago, everyone was like, oh, that's Tommy from Vice City. And they probably just like, no, it's not.
Well, technically, they've said that the old games, the like
the 3D universe.
They're completely different universes. So
yeah,
GTA 4
is the
and 5
HD universe.
Are different universes. So none of that took place. Yeah. Although the guy who did the voice for CJ has supposedly been working on something for Rockstar.
Yeah, that's what he said.
But either way, yeah, totally different universe. But yeah, he's supposed to be like an older, retired, fatter, you know, Tommy Vercetti type character.
Thank God for Trevor. That's all I'll say.
Yeah, I agree. Trevor's definitely the best character. Well, before we start talking about Trevor, because I know didn't mean to do that.
It fit.
All right. Well, Franklin, you said Franklin was boring, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, when Franklin first arrives, he's got a best friend.
Lamar.
Lamar.
It's very uncomfortable for a white person to listen to that.
Well, did you?
The white guilt is building inside. I can't listen to this.
Did you guys like Lamar?
Thought he was very inappropriate. He had choice words that he shouldn't have been using.
Did Lamar make you laugh?
I didn't laugh once.
Bullshit.
Test it.
All right. Well, I'm a big fan of Lamar. Lamar is like Franklin's best friend, or he works with him or whatever. But one of the big controversies of GTA is the N-word is slung around a lot. And we are all...
offensive.
November?
Norwegian shit shoot.
But we are four white guys from Boston, so we don't know if we're allowed to say that word. We're just not going to say it for the podcast for editing.
I wanted to say it, but they wouldn't let me.
We're not going
to
let
you. Can
you
cut that out? I didn't really want to say it.
Roger's dying to say it, but we had to hold him back. But I have a few clips from Lamar that I will play, and we'll enjoy.
Another brilliant Lamar Davis production. There's a couple niggas here about to boost some coins in case somebody didn't realize.
This nigga must got the baby dead.
Which one you want, nigga?
Three.
Whatever, nigga.
Oh, it's
four.
Like that, nigga?
Five.
Whatever, nigga.
Six.
I'll let something flow through your ass. Who you calling a nigga?
Seven.
No, I'm not calling nobody a nigga.
Eight.
Wait, what the fuck? Oh, nigga, don't hate
nine.
Me because I'm beautiful, nigga. Maybe
ten.
You got rid of that old yee-yee ass haircut you got, you get some bitches on your dick.
11.
That was my favorite one.
That's a good one.
Who's about a yes, master ass nigga?
Wow.
Up, nigga. Love me for it, nigga.
Nothing but love, nigga.
Who was I to, nigga? The drunk ass nigga.
All right, we're going to stop that.
There's some sort of like social commentary to be said here. Like,
yeah.
So I think it's too deep for a podcast.
It's in context. It's in context the entire time.
racism in context? What?
That's not racism when he's saying it.
I guess not.
Let's move on.
Yes, let's let's keep going. Let's get into this.
Let's move on before.
Let's get into the complex
social structure.
I don't want to give. I don't want to be sitting in front of my computer a day or two from now, being like, "Should I edit this out? I don't know." Let's just skip ahead, so I don't have to feel that.
Like I know I could freely say Guinea right now, and you wouldn't edit that out.
No, I think
because Italian.
Edit that out.
Really, yeah. Guinea?
Yeah, because
it's an Italian racial slur.
Yeah, even though you're Italian, you feel like you can say that. Someone might.
Well,
be
that
listening.
Guy can say that word. Isn't it cool if Roger says that?
Yeah,
word?
Yeah, thank you.
Don't be
thank
the double
you.
Standard.
See, there it is. Yeah.
I know. I didn't make
Eskimo
the rules.
Kisser.
Now I'm going to be sitting in front of my computer, not knowing if I should edit it or not.
Uh-huh. This is all. This is gone.
You deserve all the thinking that you have to do in the future. You deserve
you know
it all.
Maybe I'll let that slide.
You put yourself in this situation.
And anybody who's upset by Roger saying that word, send all your hate mail directly towards Roger.
Please, thank you.
Thank you.
Trevor, Michael's boring. We're not going to discuss that.
Let's just go back to Lamar for a second. Do you think
it's uncomfortable. Okay, so, are you going back to the N-word concert?
Yeah, so Rockstar. Like, I don't know what their diversity percentage is.
You want to know how many black people
are
in Rockstar?
Like, how many white to black persons are they on the game, the people who made the game, like, and you think there was more white people and there was like maybe one or two black persons and they're like,
I have no idea
in,
how many black people
and they were like, oh,
Rockstar.
Here's a script and like the black people read and they're like,
you think the guy that really? Voiced Lamar is like, sir, I don't feel like this is really indicative of the character I'm trying to portray, but
what is that accent Lamar the voice
maybe
actor
he's
has.
An English guy.
He might
Elba,
be.
Idris Elba's English as shit, but he played like ghetto ass Stringer Bell on fucking
well,
Wire.
The voice actor of Lamar did a really good job.
Maybe he's a very intelligent English man, but he was like fucking, ugh. Marsha, you wouldn't believe this role I have to do again. It'd make me say such crass words.
Well, he did very well in those crass words, though.
Oh, man.
Can I move on to
Yeah,
Trevor
just now? Move on.
You got any more
No,
racial?
Let's talk about Michael. We could talk about Michael for an hour.
You think so?
No, we could.
Michael's boring
no,
as fuck.
No. No one wants to talk
you
about
could make
Michael.
A whole bunch of racial quotes towards Michael and his fake Italianness.
Mm, yeah.
Because he wasn't really even Italian. Is that DeSanto was a fake name he came up with.
Right.
But his real last name was what? Michael
Trombley
or something like that?
Huh? I can't remember right now.
I don't remember
shit.
Either.
Trombley?
I remember his wife was
It was
bitch.
Close to DeSanto.
No, it was Michael Townley.
Townley.
Yes, you are correct.
His wife was a bitch.
She was a bitch.
Well, yeah, she was cool fucking the yoga instructor.
Yeah, that guy was a douchebag, too.
That was
for
you getting Townley.
This kid reminded me of Jonah Hill when he was fat.
Everybody in the game reminds me of somebody else.
He did. He sounded a lot like Jonah Hill, but he was, like, clearly making fun of the audience for GTA. Like, this is the fat, do-nothing millennial that plays video games.
Did anybody else notice that, like, they kind of tried to ape, like, other people? Like, they made the son
Wait,
look
they tried
like
to what?
Ape people.
Oh, okay.
Make them seem like other, like pretend they were, like, somebody
yeah,
else.
Yeah, I got
like,
it,
like,
I got
fat
it.
Guy's son was, like, just like Jonah Hill. He sounded like him. He looked like him. He, like, acted like him. Like, Michael DeSanto, whatever, he was just like Ray Liotta and, like, a Goodfellas kind of character. Like, Franklin was just, like, a Ice Cube type character. They even kind
of
sounded like
Well, they're all, like, archetypes of characters they used, aside from Trevor.
Trevor was
his
own beast.
Yeah, exactly.
Trevor was
his own
sexual man.
Let's use that to segue onto Trevor.
Yes.
Like, Trevor, I think hands down, Trevor is the best GTA character.
Ever.
Like, ever.
Yes.
I have to say
the whole game should have been about Trevor.
He was in the vein of a Saints Row game.
I disagree with that, though. I don't think...
The whole thing.
I think the whole thing, it would have been boring. I think you need people for him to bounce off of that you can
side character.
Play as.
Normal people. Normal people make him seem crazier.
Yeah, I agree. Like his interactions with Michael and the couple of missions you do is just him and Franklin are fucking fantastic.
Trevor is good. The way they introduce you to Trevor is fantastic, too.
Yeah, I have a few Trevor clips, actually.
Mm, please play them.
All right, best of Trevor. There's Trevor is the character who's kind of off balance. He's like the craziest.
His facial pot marks turn me on.
What?
You have to...
The pot marks on his face.
You have to like take him to the haircut place, and you have to get the Randall haircut and the handlebars mustache. That's the Trevor you got to...
The big beard is creepy as shit, too.
I was up in the air on the beard or the handlebars. When you get the Randall, that's just the bottom of his head is shaved, and the top is like an egg, like a bowl cut. And the Randall... I call it the Randall bars. It's handlebars and Randall. He just looks fantastic. I couldn't play the game with him any other way after he had that haircut.
He
couldn't change it.
All right. He's the guy who you play... They brought the Rampage missions back. So he's the guy that you'd have to do the rampages with. So I have a couple clips from those.
Good.
Hey, what the fuck? I find your t-shirt more than a little offensive. There's one thing I cannot stand. It's post-ironic hipsters. If you don't like it, you can go back to Canada, dude. Come on, you want a piece of me, huh? Oh, wait. Oh, fuck! Oh,
run,
fuck!
You little...
All right, at that point, Trevor picks up a shotgun that happens to be laying under the table and shoots this guy in the face who has a... It says motherfucker on his shirt for no apparent reason.
Yeah, why is he not like motherfucker, that term?
He just hates it.
Well, that's the remember when we were talking about whether or not Trevor has a moral compass?
Yeah.
That's what I meant is he's a total psychopath.
He is.
But he has this structure, he has a moral compass that's not right at all. But certain things in his mind are wrong and certain things are right. Like motherfucker on a t-shirt, totally wrong. But killing a dude and burying him in the desert, that's okay.
Trevor's a man.
That's the only thing I meant by moral compass.
I love that he gets offended by the constant Canadian references.
Yeah, that's what I'm bringing up right now, actually. The next, that was actually the last rampage. But the second to last rampage, you're Trevor and you stumble upon a couple of military guys.
Yeah, like, that was my favorite one.
This is that one.
Let's do this.
All right, that's from a different clip.
What are you doing here, citizen? I said, what are you doing here, citizen?
Nothing.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're clearly a tourist. Our friends from up north, eh? A boot?
Don't even say it like that.
There's a moose loose about the hoose.
Hey, what's that?
Hey, fuck's sake!
Oh, Jesus.
It's a faint fucking accent.
Get out of here.
You can hardly tell.
Come on, insurgent, insurgent.
Insurgent.
Yeah, there's like a running gag the whole game that he's from Canada. I never even hear a Canadian accent. That's why it's so fucking good.
That was my favorite Rampage mission because they gave you a grenade launcher and you just blew away jeeps and tanks and everything.
It's right outside the base. They're just like army guys just keep coming and keep coming. But while I'm queuing up this next clip, you guys talk amongst yourselves about Trevor.
He has a big penis.
He seems a lot like
floppy balls.
He does have floppy balls. We know that.
But he doesn't have a big penis. Remember, he's like, he just pulls it down.
I was just joking about the big penis.
He does pull out his penis, and he's like, this is all I got to work with.
Yeah, but his balls, like, flop fine. You saw him between his legs when his balls flop.
You do see some underball.
He has his balls hang low.
That's awful.
He has some big balls that hang low.
There wasn't even the slightest hint of labia to make up for those balls that we had to see. All there was titties.
What, you were looking for digital labias?
Yeah, something to make up for it. They did a shitty job with the vaginas on the strippers. Like,
vaginas on the strippers?
They wear bikinis, right? But the bikinis kind of like stretch out, and they make a weird like polygon like structure. They don't have a structure to them. Like,
they are topless. They're totally topless.
Yeah, their tits are out or anything. But their bikinis are strange. They make a fucking hammock. Kind of stretch, like they go flat. When the strippers open their legs, like when they're doing dances and they do like the leg movements, like the crotch of the bikini turns like flat and stretches out from like.
I haven't looked
thigh.
That closely at
yeah,
this.
Yeah, you gotta check it out.
Crotch,
it's like they fucking drop the ball on the crotches.
There's not enough camel toe.
Yeah, they needed some camel toe. Some definition down there.
They should have gave the guys more dialogue while they were in a circle too. How many times?
I like your tattoos.
Yeah, I like your tattoos.
It's like
I like your
things.
Tattoos.
The best is Trevor's. He's just like. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
He just spews that out of his mouth.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You want to talk about the strip club minigame?
What's there to talk about? The strip club?
Just describe what it is. Describe what it is to Susie.
Susie, I would love to know what this is. I saw you play this.
You go to the strip club. You enter.
Yes.
And there's workers walking around. Female.
What, construction workers?
Oh, no. No, female.
Employees.
Strippers.
Okay.
And you go up to them, and you press right on the D-pad.
Well, you can go up to the main stage and make it rain.
Oh, yeah. You can make it rain on the main stage if you choose.
Does that take away from your total cash?
Oh, of course it does.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
There's ATMs there, too.
Oh, really? Do they charge exorbitant ATM fees?
Yeah.
Like the real thing?
Yeah. So you can pick your choice, go to the back room, and she'll dance, and there'll be a guard there. You don't want to touch them when the guard's there.
Tell me how you can get two in a room.
You have to just get them to like you. If you get one to like you enough, she'll be like,
When I watched you play, you weren't able to get the full bar.
Full bar?
Yeah, when you got the full bar, she wasn't interested.
Yeah, there's like a like bar.
So what happens when you get a full like bar?
That you can take them home, and you know
what happens.
She will
there.
Send you
pound
naked
around
pictures of herself.
So you have to have a home?
No, you take her to her house.
Oh, to her house or your house?
This is in the campaign, so yes, you do have a home.
Okay.
But I don't. I never got the like bar all the way up.
Really?
I tried.
I did.
I went in. It was the first thing I did. I'm playing the mini game, and if you like grope her while the guard isn't looking, and then flirt with her while the guard is looking, like the like bar goes up. And there's like three flirts. I like your tattoos.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the only.
But
ones.
So I got it. I got it. And the first time I got it, I turned around back to pick her up, and she like walked in front of my car, and I ran her over. So she ran away. But then the second time,
how
I
angry
got
him,
and I wasn't angry, but I went to her place, and it was just.
You went to the stripper's house?
Yeah, was it Sapphire?
Yeah.
Sapphire. Sapphire.
Franklin
was good.
Smashes Sapphire. I forget who the other guy
yeah.
is. Trevor. Trevor bangs somebody else.
You just walk into the house and then it like zooms out and you're like, oh, baby.
She's like, oh, I wanna blow you so bad. She's like,
so
fucking
really? I never did. I never got to any of that.
Yeah, the girls are filthy. But then afterwards, like the next day, like maybe.
Oh,
like
did she?
Two or three in-game minutes later, like, she'll send you a take.
Oh,
like
she sexted
a text
you?
Message of herself.
Yeah,
yeah, like,
she really? Sexted you.
She'll sex you a picture of her, like, naked on the bed, like, holding her boobs or, like, her butt or something like that.
I did. I remember I was, there was some blonde
just
chick.
Just like in real life.
There was a blonde chick dancing, and I got the like bar almost all the way up, and then, like, it was like, do you want two people to come in? I'm like, fuck
yes.
Yeah, it's a party. So two are dancing,
do
and I get the like bar almost all the way up, and then it's like, ask so-and-so to come home with you. And I was like, you want to come home with me? And it was like,
I don't do that.
So and so doesn't do that kind of thing.
Oh,
and her
really?
Like went
yeah.
way down. I'm
Ooh.
Like, well, fuck her.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't try that again.
Ooh. Screw
so
that lady.
I struck out in the strip
no
club.
No way, no. Sapphire is a good
girl. It happens.
Girl.
It's just like real life.
All right. Well, let's move away from the strip club. And we're still talking about Trevor. And just
yes. Play more Trevor Phillips.
I don't know how far you are into the game, Rog. You haven't beat it.
I don't
yet,
care.
Right?
You can spoil it. I don't care.
Well, there's a Trevor mission where you're on a dirt bike and you're driving next to a train.
Yes,
you've
I hated that mission. Sushi
yeah,
was
yeah,
there
I
when
was
I
was
doing that mission.
That while you're doing
Excellent
that
mission,
mission, just like organically, as you get next to the train, like Trevor is just. This clip goes on for 35 seconds. And that's, he just does it the whole time you're driving next to the train.
Trevor's the man.
Yeah, I love how they made him, like, while you're doing missions, while you're just, like, driving, they have, like, organic conversations, like, whoever's sitting in the car with you. And Trevor's are always fucking mint. They're always so good.
Trevor's the man.
Yeah, do you think he's the best character in GTA ever?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I
you
agree.
It's
yeah. a it's a tie. It's a it's
Susie,
a real. Close,
I disagree.
It's a real close, you know, tie between close, almost a tie, between him and what's the guy from
Tommy Vercetti?
Yeah, Tommy Vercetti.
I totally agree. I think one of the reasons Trevor's so good is because like, he's the only human being that makes sense in a fucking GTA universe. Because
yeah.
the GTA universe is so fucked up. Like,
well, that's why they did the whole three character thing too. It's kind of weird to have like a normal dude just be like, I'm going to go kill a bunch of cops now.
Well,
like,
exactly.
So now we have Trevor.
Well, if you think about Michael's character, he's sort of like the ex criminal, right? The ex bank robber. And
right.
I watched Roger play, and he in one of the bank robbing scenes, you know, they get surrounded by police officers and they come out with like a minigun and everything. You know,
that
like,
was a good mission.
I mean,
with the armor.
You got to get out of there. So, I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, you kind of have to get. Do or die.
I agree. Like, but like for Franklin or Michael, you'll jump into that character, and like I'll jump into Michael, and like he'll drop his wife off at you know some sort of class,
yeah.
and then if I want, I can pull up on the sidewalk and mow down 20 pedestrians.
Yeah.
But for Trevor, that character would make sense. Like,
yeah. I had,
he's yeah. totally unhinged.
I had absolutely no problem kicking the shit out of a dog on the airstrip as Trevor, and I would fucking like, even when I was walking around as Michael and Franklin, I saw a dog and I was like, I kicked that. I don't want to kick that dog.
Not as
like, I don't
Franklin
want
to,
yeah,
Michael.
this doesn't feel right anymore. But then Trevor comes around. He's like, ah, die, you fucking dog.
Have either of you, like, done anything with freaking, what's the dog's name?
Chop.
Chop?
Chop.
No,
have you guys,
it's so stupid.
Like, you take him for a walk?
Dog
I
of
took
duty.
Him for a walk once, and then I just got in the car and drove away.
What was I going to mention about fucking Trevor? Oh.
Butt fucking. That's what you were mentioning.
Hey. I like the butt. Fucking.
Since there's three characters, you jump in and out of their lives. It's just like when you jump into them, they're in the middle of doing something. Like, I know that Trevor, when you jump in him, I don't know about you guys, but he's always been doing the best shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As far as the three characters go. And when I jumped into him last night, I was playing online, and you jump out of online to make sure it saves. And it was, I've seen him do a lot of ridiculous shit. Like, in his underwear, drunk. Like, I've seen him drunk on an island. There's a bunch of dead guys around him, and he's in his underwear. This time I jumped into him. He was in his trailer, leaning over the toilet, jacking off into the toilet. And as soon as I leaped into him, he just, and then he leaned back, wiped his hand on the wall in the bathroom, and walked out. And it was time to play as him. It was awful.
The best thing about Trevor is his sex noises are fantastic because he goes, I see the void.
It
caught me so off guard, I almost dropped the controller. Laughing.
Like, most of the times when I zoom in on him, he's always like in an argument with someone. Like, I zoomed in on one and he's like yelling at an old lady.
taking a shit
an
or
old
like
lady.
Digging a hole.
Like
in
I
desert.
Zoomed in on him when someone was kicking him out of like a bar or something like that.
I've seen him when he's getting kicked out of a bar. I've seen him puking into a fountain before. I've seen him standing above a couple on a beach, just standing above them. All he's just in tighty whities. That's it.
I've seen
and he's just staring at them. Like,
were they sleeping?
Yeah, they were sunbathing, and they get up and they just run away screaming.
Really, Trevor's awesome.
I've jumped into him a few times when he's on a scooter on the highway behind another guy in a scooter, and he's like, "We're scooter buddies! Yeah, scooters for life!"
Really?
And then I have control of him, and I can do whatever I want.
Kung Fu Rainbow Laser Force!
We're reclaiming the rainbow!
Kung Fu Rainbow Laser Force, the upper middle class superhero team that protects your innocence any way they can. They are Tallulah, Sebastian Caden, Zoe, Quota, and Dirk.
We don't tolerate difference.
We're heterosexual overdance!
Yeah! Fighting evil in multicolored skin, tie car off suspended.
How?
I'm happy to wait.
There he is, the man, the myth, the legend, Francois Jamouk.
He's been sitting here this whole time.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
He said there he is like he just appeared.
No, I said there he is like...
Maybe he has just
he
appeared.
Maybe you just haven't been appreciating him on the side of the table.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is.
All right, well, let's round this out. I got two more Trevor clips I want to burn off here. All right, and Trevor, speaking of his moral compass, he falls in love. Part of the way through the story. I won't ruin it too much, but...
Patricia!
Answer the fucking question! I asked for a fair day's pay after a fair day's work.
All right, and this is like a major like drug dealer, like kingpin, that they did a job for.
And he kind of got a little angry. So I admit, I kind of got a little angry. Did you kill him? What kind of fucking animal do you take me for? No, I didn't kill him.
Oh,
but I did kidnap his wife. Oh, no. Oh, shit. What the fuck did you do?
Yeah, he falls in love with Martin's wife, who is like...
Patricia.
Yeah, she's like an elderly lady.
She's like Consuela from Family Guy.
Yeah. Yes.
No.
And
it's hilarious. Trevor.
After you beat that mission, like, randomly as you're playing as Trevor, she'll call him on his phone, and they'll have, like, a little secret phone conversation, which is awesome. I love seeing Trevor in love.
Trevor in love.
Which brings us to our next clip, actually. I have to find it. All right, there's a... I don't know if you guys got to it. There's these random... It's a... What are they?
Random events?
Freaks and something.
Freaks and Strangers. Red Dead Redemption missions.
Yeah, the Freaks and Strangers missions. One of them is a chick who's really into exercise. Have you ran
yes.
into
her?
I saw him play that. It was pretty good.
She's just like the complete stereotype of a chick who's way into herself and exercising. Well, when Trevor meets her, it's definitely the best out of all of them. And he stumbles upon her, and she's in the middle of like arguing with some dude in a bicycle helmet. They're about to get on their bicycles, so this is that clip.
Because I'm too scared of getting fat to get pregnant. Everything. Well, fuck you. And I don't care that we just met last week, all right? Just stop looking at me. Don't look at me. Say something.
Meanwhile, Trevor is walking onto the scene wearing only tidy whities.
Awesome.
And has flies buzzing around. And his boots. He's got his boots on, by the way.
Oh, I wish you were dead. I really do. Mm.
So Trevor, totally turned on by this argument, just punches the dude in the face.
Oh, I love you. Oh, let me take you away from all of this.
You fucking psycho! He was gonna impregnate my ex by a surrogate!
Me, the psycho? No, you are the craziest fucking chick I've ever met! I love you!
You're thin, you're irrationally angry, nothing you say makes any sense! You are completely have no control of your emotions, we have nothing in common!
Oh, baby, we're made for each other!
Prove it! On the bike, now!
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Yeah, which then you have to race after her, and then you have to beat her in a race. But there's a couple of quotes during the race.
Just think of all the angry revenge sex.
I am not having sex.
Okay, well, jack me off into a cop, slap me around. We got options, baby.
That's probably my favorite Trevor quote ever.
We got options, baby.
All right, so let's move on from the characters. We're still talking about characters. The overall storyline, the missions, how do you guys think this compares to other Grand Theft Auto games?
Barf.
Nah.
Yeah. It's
all around.
There's nothing
meh.
Special.
No, I agree. It's not anything special, but I don't. Can you think of any other Grand Theft Auto games where the story really is actually good?
Yeah.
Like.
All of them.
Which
really?
One?
Really?
All of them. At
I
least they didn't make
the story
it,
was better than this
it,
one.
It,
I agree with
that.
At
least it wasn't built up to be so great, but it really wasn't that great. I mean, I feel like if they did maybe five or six more, like, jobs as part of the story, like, it might have expanded my interest in it. But they I felt like they just kind of set the table with, like, one or two jobs and then went through this storyline that they went through, and then that was it.
Yeah,
like
I don't want to.
The point of the game was like the heists, it seems like, and that's something that they just kind of glossed over.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil it, but like the very last mission, like the second or third from last mission feels like it should be the last mission. And then you do a couple things after, which feel kind of odd, but there definitely weren't as many heists as I had hoped. And the very first heist is one of the best ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the one you get paid the most, probably.
You do get paid quite a bit.
The end of the last one, but yeah, the heist. I wish there were more heists.
Yeah, I agree. The heists were a lot of fun. And as far as the story goes, yeah, it was subpar.
I could care less about Michael's family, so I'm sure they're involved in the end somehow. And I'm sure that dude in the prison's involved.
Well, I don't want to give away any of the endings.
Yeah, we're spoiler-free zone. We don't read dead people.
Michael dies.
If you want him to.
I want him to so bad.
No comment on any of that.
You can't. None of them can die. How are you going to keep playing the game if they die?
Let's move along.
I'm just saying.
Let's move along.
You just can't have one of them die.
Let's move along.
You just completely lose one part of the game.
Oh, that's way too loud for some reason now. All right, either way, let's move on to GTA Online. Have we all played that?
Are there more heists in GTA Online?
The heists.
5 to 6 more, maybe?
Heists, they will be they'll be releasing heists soon. Those aren't one
of
the 500 jobs. No.
Okay.
It's going
to
be free.
If you want to talk about GTA Online, it's going to be a one-man show. I couldn't get on that shit. I gave up.
All right, so you tried to get on the first day, right?
Not the first day. It was like fucking 3 or 4 days into it. And then another 2 or 3 days after I tried it again, it still was fucked up.
You still never got online?
I didn't bother to. After the second time I tried to do it in a 3-day span, fuck them. They can't get their shit right.
It's,
I really didn't care
it's
to play
so
it that
weird.
Much, but still.
It's like you have to. It's kind of like a mini story. You fly into San Andreas and you have to play like a tutorial with Lamar. And for some reason, that tutorial has to be online. You have to play that tutorial connected online before you can play with anybody else.
How else do you play online without playing online?
No.
I don't understand what the problem is.
What is the Matrix?
When you play online, you can play freely. You can take jobs. You can drive around the city. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
But before you can do any of that, you have to play the tutorial.
Yeah.
But to play the tutorial, you also have to be connected online. And the tutorial is where all the problems seem to be happening.
I still don't get it. It's online mode, right? What? So you have to be online to play online mode.
Yeah.
So you're telling me in the first mission you have to be online to play the online mode?
Yeah. What about that is illogical?
I don't understand what the problem is.
Well, okay, the problem is you have to play through the tutorial before you can play freely online.
Yes, I understand that.
But for some reason, you can't just play the tutorial as a single player. You have to connect to the server first to play through the tutorial.
Yeah, why wouldn't you have to? It's the online mode.
Yeah, but if you have a tutorial, you have to play to be able to learn how to play online, right?
Yeah.
Learn what does what. Why couldn't I just play that without connecting to a server first?
Because
that's where most of the server connection issues have
been
happening.
That would
have
been too easy.
It would have made too much sense.
Yeah.
That's where most of the problem. Once I got through that tutorial, I've had like hardly any bugs at all. I played today for like, I don't know, 3 or 4 hours.
I bet
like,
you did.
I did. I've been playing the shit out of that game so much. I love it so much. I would recommend trying it.
There's rumors that they're going to like build it. Like that eventually you'll have the map from this game and then all of a sudden you'll have like previous maps.
There's a rumor that one of the DLCs will be Liberty City. I've heard that.
Yeah.
That you'll be able to play Liberty City, which I think Rockstar has said they're really going to support the online. So I think that's actually
a
possibility.
That could be a money-making machine if they actually put all the maps in. Like just take a plane and go to fucking Liberty City.
They couldn't even get this working right.
It's working now.
I hesitate to think. Yeah, but fucking how long did that take? And they lost me. I'm one person that won't be playing it.
Yeah, but well,
yeah, but you weren't really.
That's their loss.
Yeah, but I
could have.
What if I just played it and been like, oh, I love this. I'm going to go spend some money. I'm going to be the whale of Grand Theft Auto 5. Not anymore, buddy.
Well, that's their loss that they missed out on
it
you.
Is.
But they
Screw
did.
Them.
They did sell like. What is it? They made $1 billion in 3 days. That's a lot of people.
$1 billion from what?
Billion liquid assets.
They made
like
$1 billion in 3 days from
selling the
game.
Oh, the game.
Okay.
I thought you meant the microtransactions.
Yeah,
that
I was about
much?
To say.
Jesus Christ.
No.
We should put microtransactions in our real life.
No, the thing about the microtransactions.
You want to hang out with me? $5. You get 10,000 minutes.
That's a fucking steal.
That is a long time.
That's
right.
A steal.
Right.
Yeah, that's a lot of time.
10 minutes, I meant.
Several years.
Well, the microtransactions in the game, you don't really need them, and they don't push them very much. So I don't know how much money they're actually making on them right now. But I won't go on and on about the online because nobody else has played it. But it's really good. It's really fun.
I can see how it could be very excellent. It just...
If you were an outgoing person that wanted to meet people and actually have fun with others online,
well, no.
I'm not that person.
No, it's way more fun with people you know.
I'm not that person. I don't even want to play with any of you guys anymore.
It's more fun to do jobs because you get jobs that are
Leave me alone!
This job is for 1 to 4 people, and you can do it alone, but it's way more difficult alone. Like, I had a job where there was 4 guys racing ATVs, and I had to go steal their ATVs mid-race. So I hung out on the side of their track, and when they went by, I killed all of them, except one. One got away. I had to get on a
Is this real people?
Them.
You killed real
no,
people?
No. I did not kill real people, for the record.
No, you know what I meant.
No. These weren't real players. But you had to kill all 4 guys, and then you had to bring the 4-wheelers to this one spot. And
all of them?
I was alone, so I had to do 1 4-wheeler at a time and run back
that's
up the
like,
mountain. It sucked.
That's what Borderlands did.
Well, it's a mission meant for 4 people, so it would have been a lot easier with 4 people. But as far as playing with other people goes, like, the entire map serves as, like, a lobby. And you play with 16 other people, and you can run around and do whatever you want, and there's 16 other people playing at once. And I can drive over to where there's a deathmatch. I can jump into a deathmatch. I can drive over to where there's a race, jump into a race or a survival.
Why can't you just press a start button and go to a menu and start a deathmatch?
You can. You can bring up your phone and you can be like, join any random deathmatch, join any random survival.
So there's only 16 people at a time on the map when you're playing?
On a server, yeah. On a particular lobby. There's only 16 other people. Which
but
is,
there's more people.
Right,
I
could go to my start menu and I could choose join new session and I would jump to a new session, the exact same city.
But
and
what I'm saying is, like, when you're driving around a city, there's more than 16 players playing.
No, there's only 16 real people in that city, and you can see them on their map. You can see the little icon, and every once in a while, someone will get a bounty on them, and if you kill that person, you'll get like $5,000, $9,000, something like that. So you can put bounties on people. People can put bounties on you. But if it was more than that, it would be absolute.
That doesn't make sense, though.
Why doesn't it? What am I?
There's
where
only
am I
16
you?
Players on the map when you're on the map.
Okay, we're in the Xbox 360 PlayStation.
Well, no, but like, how's that work?
I bet the
like,
PC version will have 64 players at the very least.
Because won't you?
Probably will. You're right.
Won't you be playing with your clan or whatever it's called?
I can play an invite only session, so I'm by myself except with the people I invite.
Yeah, but you're gonna invite your friends,
right?
So who's gonna kill you to take your money?
Why would someone need to kill me? That's not something
I
need
to
enjoy
myself. I thought that was like one of the things you had to worry about with the online play.
It is one thing. If I'm playing and I do a job and I have like more than $5,000, it tells me like, hey, you should go deposit this in your bank.
But who's going to take it from you if you're playing with just friends?
Well, nobody will.
Maybe I will.
Yeah.
Because I feel like being a dick.
Yeah.
I had a bad day at work.
That's a Francis move, huh?
I just want to shoot you in the head.
But if you get killed and you have a substantial amount of money, they changed it so you'll only lose $500.
$500?
Yeah, which isn't a lot.
So it's a percentage rather than
currency.
It's like a death penalty percentage.
It's like if you make a bunch of money, what you should do is you go to your phone right away and you deposit it into your account. And then if you get killed, people only get $100 instead of 500.
But you lose all of the money.
No, you won't lose all of the money.
So you lose a percentage.
That was something people were fearing before the game came out. It's like if I made $10,000 and I get killed, I lose all $10,000.
So if we do
a
job together and we both split $10,000, I blow you away with a shotgun, for example. How much do I get?
Well, what happens if you do a job, if you take a job from like Gerald or Lester or Trevor online, then once we finish the job.
So Trevor survives the game.
Well, no, this is a prequel. The online is actually a prequel. So,
a prequel?
You didn't trick me
really?
Into giving it. Yeah. It's like 6 months, whatever.
Why
before
is it a
the
prequel?
Game. So they don't have to talk about what characters live and die.
Yeah.
But like, let's say you and I do a job. I got over the phone from Trevor. We both get paid $5,000. But while we're driving around that lobby, if we don't want to take any jobs, we could drive to a convenience store, and you could jump out of the car and rob it.
Right.
I could sit in the car and wait for you. You'd run back out, get in the car, we'd drive off. You only have the money, so you could go into the menu and split the money with me.
Yeah.
Or you could turn and shoot me in the fucking face.
Yeah.
And I'd probably be mad at you, and I would quit, and I wouldn't play with you anymore.
Okay.
But yes, you would only hold on to the money.
Okay.
So you could do that to somebody.
Would I get any of your $5,000 that you made off of Trevor?
If you and I do a job together with Trevor, we each get paid equally.
Okay.
It's like automatic. We just get
so
paid the
$5,000. So I don't get any money you have on you if I kill you.
If you killed me while we were just roaming around in the free mode ever, I think you'd get like $100. That's like a standard.
And
or $500 if I have
and
like
you
a lot.
It's okay, so you're down to four. So when you die, it's just that you don't lose all $5,000. You just lose a percentage, right?
Yeah, I think the maximum you can lose is $500.
Okay.
All right.
So
gotcha.
They just recently changed that with an update. I think it used to be more than that. But me and a few people actually drove around trying to like rob people. And
so it's less like Dark Souls, more like
we didn't get a lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're not going to get punished like Dark Souls. It's not going to be that bad.
All right.
Sounds exciting.
Yeah, I highly recommend
it. Sounds exciting to me too.
All right, so let's move on to the very
sarcasm.
I see that.
Let's move on to the very end of this before we get to the Fab segment.
That
all right.
I saw the versus thing. I'll do that right now.
Saints Row 4. Grand Theft Auto 5. Which, all right.
Yeah.
Well, that's my pick.
Grand Theft Auto 5?
Yes.
Joe?
I also have to take Grand Theft Auto 5.
I'm
going to
go with... Sorry, I cut into you. Finish your statement.
I was going to make a snide comment about...
Please do.
Saints Row 4 being DLC for Saints Row 3.
The Enter the Dominatrix came out recently.
Yeah, it did actually just come out by itself.
I know, it's
what's
your choice?
Saints Row 4.
Okay.
You?
Because it has depth. I would choose Grand Theft Auto 5. Blah, 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 blah.
That's easy.
All right, but... Saints Row 3, Grand Theft Auto 4.
Saints Row 3
Jesus.
For Grand Theft Auto 4 and 5 combined.
That's obvious.
Saints Row 3 all day, every day.
Saints Row 3 is fantastic. All right,
but it's one of those games that once you play it, it doesn't have the same effect when you play it again. It's like watching South Park Season 1.
I haven't ruined it. I haven't played it again.
Oh. If you watch South Park Season 1 again, it wouldn't be as funny as it was.
It's that initial experience.
Yeah.
Agrees.
I need a hero.
Yeah, you can't capture that again.
No, you can't.
They came
they
close.
They tried. That's the problem. That was my problem with the fourth one, because they tried so damn hard.
Yeah, but that...
And they just tried to be what three was. It was like, no, just
when
just
you're escaping
four,
from the ship and Hathaway's What Is Love comes on, that was great.
They tried very hard. With the like Aerosmith song when you're on the rocket, she's just trying.
They had
that
right
first
pieces.
Mission was awesome,
dude. That first mission was fucking awesome.
They had the right pieces to make a good game, but it was like a blind, retarded midget put it all together, it didn't come out right.
I think
anyways,
it was.
We already talked about Saints Row 4.
You're right.
Fuck you.
All right, so
let's move on.
Let's move on to the FAP segment. All right, FAB segment, full audience participation.
Yes.
What do we have for FAB segment? It's been a while since we've had a podcast, so we don't really
have...
New
systems are coming out soon. Oh, wait. This is full audience participation. Sorry.
Let's just throw it another talking point.
We didn't put a FAB up, did we?
No, we didn't. We forgot
What are we fucking fapping about, huh?
Well...
Plus, they wouldn't... They
what are we fapping about, guys?
No, even if we put something up on Facebook, they would just like it.
No, we get it.
That's it. That's all that would happen.
At least some people like us. Our first launch episode on Bago, I think we got 67 likes. Like,
did anyone like our actual Facebook page, though?
I don't know if we got any more likes on the Facebook
page. Did anyone
page.
Say a goddamn thing about it?
Or did they
just like it?
We did get one comment that made no sense. Someone commented their own name, which made
no sense.
Yeah,
I saw that.
I don't think he meant to.
Was he recommending that to someone else?
Recommending himself?
Oh, was it? Okay, sorry.
I don't know.
Proceed.
We got a lot of likes. The most substantial thing is PAX East 2014 tickets just went on sale.
Yes.
They just went on sale a couple of days ago.
And we got them.
We did. We got a...
Eight.
Yeah, we have eight.
Shh, don't tell anyone.
Yeah, don't
tell
anyone.
Friends, they'll kill us in our homes.
We ate a bunch of tickets, and I don't know how many we have. But we have a bunch, and we might be... We might have certain ways...
The only way I'm giving away a freaking... What is it? PAX East 2014.
Three-day
pass to any of you jabrons is if we get 150 likes on Facebook.
Wait, I'm not even
entertaining... The thought of giving one away until we have 150 likes on Facebook.
If we don't have a total of 150 likes on the Facebook
like
page.
Like actual people that like
then
our page.
Then once we have the 150 likes, then we'll find a way to give it away.
Yes.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, we don't have anything structured yet, but we have these like
stay you tuned. Motherfuckers better come up with fake Facebook accounts and bolster our numbers, you.
And these are 3-day passes, which sold out in 50 minutes on the very first fucking day.
And me and you and I were very lucky.
Yes, we got them just.
You
under
could
the
spend
wire.
3 days with the stinkiest, sweatiest.
No, they
sexiest.
Don't. They don't have to hang out with us.
Oh, yeah, that's right. No, I meant the rest of the people. At
just
PAX.
The initial handing over of the pass.
Yes.
Didn't
mean thanks.
To hit that at all.
Son
I'm
of
sorry.
A bitch.
It fit.
All right. Well, the street passes alone are worth it if you have a 3DS. Just go for the fucking street passes.
Yes. Street pass smorgasbord. You got to keep on top of that shit though. You got to clear your street passes out.
Yes.
With the new street, do you have the new street pass games?
No.
I do. It takes me like a half an hour to clear them out. I'm gonna have agita the whole
We're not
gonna
have a lot of time to do anything else.
No, I'm gonna be sitting there clearing my street passes all day. All right. Well, we didn't really have a lot of listener comments. Thank you, the new Bagel Games, Facebook page likes. We appreciate the 67 likes, like right off the bat. And hopefully this gets a mention on the Facebook page, so you guys can like this. I'm not sure when it's going to go up.
Yeah, hopefully soon.
But we didn't have a question to answer this time.
Well,
should we?
We're just in the midst of a relaunch on the Bagel.
We're in between generations right now.
I like to call it
you're
the
right,
Bagel.
Yeah. We're straddling a launch right now.
I hope you guys liked the Nintendo Power episode. Yeah, if you did, tell us you did so we can do it again.
Yeah, we were going to do a Power Hour this time, but we really couldn't find a way to crowbar it into a GTA conversation. Yeah. But hopefully we'll do another Power Hour soon.
Hopefully, I think what we should do is next episode, not to spitball on the air, but we have like something PlayStation 4 versus Xbox One related Power Hour, maybe for the new generation launch. Yeah. So we could do something
really
you know.
Timely and drunk at the same time.
Timely and drunk.
I, for one, am going PS4 alone.
I was thinking about
no Xbone.
We're gonna
You're
go
getting
on
this. It.
We're
You'll
going
get
on this
it.
Tangent. I don't know how much I'm going to keep of this, but I almost canceled my PS4 pre-order. Like I'm
Lies.
Thinking about it.
Lies.
How come?
Because there's no launch games I'm interested
what
in.
What are you talking? No launch games I'm interested in, or no launch games? Period.
No launch games I'm interested in. Watch Dogs just got pushed back
just
to possibly
X-Bone.
June.
Just
Watch
get the X-Bone. You know
I'm
you're
going
gonna
to.
Get
I'm
it.
Going to get the X-Bone.
You're
going to
get both. Just get both of them.
I'm not going to get the X-Bone until Titanfall comes out, and PS4. I don't think I need that at launch anymore.
There
I
you
don't
go.
Know. Like,
hey,
the Capcom Deep Down game that I definitely want to get it for, but that's not a launch game.
Oh,
so
really, free to play? It's like, come on, it's a Dark Souls ripoff. Did you see the
but I love Dark Souls. So if you rip it off, I'll probably play it.
Okay, that's a good point. My apologies.
Anyways, let's wrap this up, B. All
right. Well, all right. Let's throw out a question then. Let's
yes.
Throw out a question
what's the question we're going to throw out?
All right. Favorite GTA mission of all time.
Oh, that Clover mission from the fourth one.
Clover. Be more specific.
That was the name of the mission. I thought.
Did
it was
I skip through a field and pick
mission,
a four-leaf clover?
It was the freaking heat mission from GTA 4.
Oh, with the hockey mat at the bank robbery.
Yeah, yes. That was that was better than any heist in this game.
That was like the beginning of a heist.
Yeah,
that
and
was
it was better than
evolution.
All these heists.
I don't know. I like the first jewelry store
That was
heist.
The best mission in GTA.
That was a good one. Susie, you look like you had one.
But yeah, I don't really remember any. I watched Roger play 2, the one with the body armor where you had the minigun. That looked a lot of fun.
Oh, in 5?
Yeah, and then the 5 when you were Michael and you had to go in like the plant through the water. And you had to go in and you had to go in and like
it's like
all
a stealth
stuff.
Mission
yeah,
where
you
infiltrate
you had to get, like, the
this.
Radioactive whatever it was. That looked pretty sweet too.
Joe?
I think my favorite was probably the end of Vice City. The Scarface ripoff.
Oh, yeah, that was really
oh,
good.
That
was
Don't
a
you
good
like
mission.
Chase somebody
yes.
on a boat after the end of that mission too? I could swear
no,
you
chase
somebody.
There's a
you
huge shootout in the house.
In the end of 4, you
yeah,
chase
you
someone
like
on a
Scarface
boat.
Yeah, Scarface shootout down the stairs, and it looks like yeah. the end of Scarface, but I can't. I feel like there was a boat chase or something.
4 had that incredibly freaking painful last mission where you had to chase the guy in the boat while
you
were
riding a dirt bike.
It was a
helicopter chase, right?
Well, he was on a boat, and I thought he got in, and then you had to jump onto the helicopter, and every fucking time you'd miss the fucking.
He's getting all
so
worked
angry.
Up.
I think I broke a dinner tray because of that game.
Really?
Yeah. Straight punched it to the ground.
I don't remember any specific mission that I liked the most. All I remember is from GTA 3, there was a mission for El Burro called Big and Vainy. And I remember I remember that was the name of the mission, and you had to drive behind a van and pick up donkey porn as it fell out of the back of the van.
Donkey porn?
It was donkey porn, and you had to pick it up for El Burro. It was like
that.
I
get
it.
You know, El Burro is like, you know.
So you had to pick up his donkey porn before anybody found it. So
I got you, dog.
Donkey dicks.
I choose Big and Vainy. That was my favorite. So if you guys want to let us know what your favorite GTA mission was, let us know in the comments section of this post on bagelgames.com. We have a Facebook page.
Bagel Games. Bagels.
Facebook.com/ApeItProof, and we have a Twitter, twitter.com/ApeItProof. If you guys want your shit right on the air, just let us know. Does anybody have a money shot? Media.
Buy your PS4. It's coming.
Media Prince. Money shot, by the way. Let me play the thing. I have it.
Oh, yeah. Dropping fucking loads.
Shut up and take my money.
All right. Now we're officially in the media money shot.
Francis is just aching to say something about what he
didn't
spend his money on.
I didn't play any Grand Theft Auto, but while you guys are playing Grand Theft Auto.
Spit it out, Junior.
The Wolf Among Us. If you liked. If you thought The Walking Dead was sort of, you know. Not
Telltale
that great.
Walking Dead.
Wolf Among Us is a lot better.
Be specific. It's a Telltale Walking Dead.
There's a few
a
walking
Telltale
deads,
Walking
sir.
Game series.
Well, what else? Oh, I'm sorry. The Activision shooter. That
the Activision
played.
One's fucking god awful.
I'm sure everybody loved that one. Eldritch from the makers of Bioshock. One of the makers of Bioshock. I think it was a two.
Is it Ken Levine?
No, it wasn't. No. He makes the stories.
Oh, sorry.
Other people make the game.
Sorry. Guess I won't play it then. It's not going to be pretentious and thought-provoking.
I don't even know what that means.
And then,
just don't even know.
He's trying to get under your skin.
I played Diablo 3 on the console, and if you are...
Oh, yeah. You bought that. How was that?
If you play Diablo 3 on the PC and you're not happy with it, you should go with the console.
Because it's much better.
And if you're a fan of playing hardcore mode, you should definitely play it on the console because there's no internet connection, there's no lag, and you won't log in and then have lag and then have 20 people kill you and then you lose like hours of progress.
How's the auction house with the console version?
There is none.
Oh, yeah, that's an international
console, so the console is the better version if you're going to buy it. And, yeah, that's about it.
Have you beat it on the console yet?
No, I haven't.
Better loot on the console?
Yes, more appropriate loot. So
more. What's that mean?
If you're a barbarian, you won't get intelligence or dexterity drops.
See that oh, really? Always. That's what pissed me off about Borderlands. It's like when you open, you kill a boss, and you're like, there's the loot chest, and you open it up, and it's just fucking siren class mods, and you're a fucking soldier.
Yeah, and I'm like,
what
the
fuck?
Get that shit right.
I always get berserker. Yeah, there's a huge problem with Borderlands 2 loot. I think it has to do with the golden keys and all that other garbage. But yeah, play the Bureau.
It's anyways,
Far Creed. For Tuesday.
Ass Creed.
Tuesday.
That game's going to be awful.
By the time this goes up, that will be.
Yeah, by the time this goes up, Susie will be fucking lamenting the game fucking left and right.
Watch the game be a complete departure from the shittiness of all the rest of
it.
It is. Everybody's going to be talking about how great it is, and we're going to be sitting there like, no, it's fucking stupid. Mash the button and slash people. Smash it up.
Made by the guys who did Far Cry 3, and Far Cry 3 was amazing. So, Assassin's Creed, Far Cry 4.
I don't know. I still can't get over that. The control scheme just drives me fucking nuts for Assassin's Creed games. I can't get over it.
Easy.
Straight boat to land, man.
Awful.
Be good.
Right, well, let me know, because I really want it, but
don't fall for it.
I refuse to let it trick me because of the setting.
Don't
Boston?
Fall for
I gotta
it. I know.
Buy an Assassin's
Creed exactly.
Game.
Don't fall for it.
Oh, bad.
Don't fall for it. Speaking of Boston, isn't Fallout 4 supposed to be set in Boston?
Fallout 4.
Fallout 4 hasn't even been announced yet.
That was a rumor, though.
What do you
might not come true.
No, they said the people who made the Fallout games came into Boston to do like scouting and like research.
They hired people from Obsidian to help out with making the
game. Where'd you get this? Gil Bates? Gil Bates tell you this?
No.
It was a rumor that Fallout 4 was going to take place in Boston.
Ooh.
So.
Which would be fan-freaking-tastic, because Fallout's a great game.
That's pretty sexy.
Fallout Fenway Park.
That's the only reason I told you.
Yeah, I'm already invested in the Fallout series.
Fallout 4 or Borderlands 3 are the only reason I'm going to get a next-gen system.
All right, so we should probably close this podcast.
Yes.
So we have a Halloween party
to
get to. All right, so plugs. If you want to hear more episodes, 8-Bit Proof. We are on BigOGames.com now.
There you go.
We have relaunched. I'm not sure when this is going to go up, but all the episodes should be available. And we have a new iTunes stream now. We're going to be mentioning on our Facebook page how to get that. It's a BigOGames.com, stream. That's how you'll find us on iTunes. Review us on iTunes. The more stars we get, the more visible we are, the more people see our shit. And yeah, we'll give away more shit. And,
I'm telling you, 150 likes on our Facebook page.
You're going to PAX.
PAX East pass is up for grabs.
A three-day.
A three-day pass. Unattainable. You want to pay $500 for it on eBay.
And check out our Facebook and Twitter page. Every Monday we put up the press art to continue. And Thursday, throwback, we put up a retro game, see if you can identify it. And I think I'm going to start giving away shit, because I have a bunch of swag from PAX left over.
Swag-a-lag.
So I have like an Unreal Tournament.
Swag on, dog!
No, Unreal Engine mouse pad I can give away.
Ooh. Who doesn't need a mouse pad?
Yeah. Who?
Who
doesn't need a mouse
pad?
Who
won't wear
these ribbon? People?
All right, so anybody else have plugs?
Nope.
I recently bought the Brian Wood Star Wars trade for...
Ooh.
Yeah.
Which issues did it have?
1 through 6, I think.
Ooh,
isn't that what it usually is? 6 issues?
Yeah, good stuff.
I haven't read it yet, but it looks pretty good.
It is
Boba
excellent.
Fett. Boba Fett.
I can attest.
Boba Fett.
Boba Fett.
Where?
I can attest. The Brian Wood Star Wars series is very, very good.
I didn't know they were doing that.
I've talked about it before.
Okay,
you should read it.
I want to now. I'm way behind in my comics reading.
If you like Star Wars.
All right, so we should probably close this podcast. We can go get drunk.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. I'd love to.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. Beating all around, and they
battle run from the nation. Hey, hey, what do you say? The automated secret to speed from our getaway. Take it to the edges, nowhere to hide, and call up the boy. Let's go for the joyride. Let's go for the joyride. Violence from the police, and what my dad used to say, but now he's deceased. He got caught in a jam, threw in the can when the cops were up and said to kill another man. Cheap knowledge was my main game, to figure out the law, to figure out the frame. Just when I thought I knew justice, a cop on me said, you just been busted.
Jacking off into the toilet.